Gillibrand forced to defend calling Franken to resign over hashtag MeToo. By Harris Alic on June 4, 2019. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's, DNY, presidential campaign took a new turn on Monday when she was forced to defend having called on former Senator Al Franken, DMN, to resign, saying 8 credible allegations of sexual misconduct were not too high a standard. Gillibrand, who recently blamed gender bias for her struggle to gain traction in the crowded presidential field, made the comments in response to concerns fellow 2020 Democrat Pete Buttigieg raised about Franken being unfairly pressured to resign. 8 credible allegations of sexual harassment. 2 since he was elected senator, and 1 from a congressional staffer, Gillibrand said in a statement shared on social media. That is not too high a standard, regardless of how the Republican Party handles this behavior, and worse. Yes, it was Senator Franken's decision alone to leave the Senate. A path he ultimately chose, but for many senators, including myself and others in this primary field, that was not too high of a bar to raise our voices and make clear we value women. During an MSNBC town hall on Monday, Buttigieg was asked by Chris Matthews if he thought Senate Democrats were right for having vigorously pushed Franken to leave. I think it was his decision to make, but I think the way we basically held him to a higher standard than the GOP does their people, Buttigieg said. The South Bend hopeful added that he would not have applied the same pressure at the time before we knew more. Gillibrand was the first Democratic senator to call for Franken to step aside when the allegations emerged in November 2017. Instead of being viewed as principled, Gillibrand's move appears to have backfired with liberal activists deriding her as opportunistic. The backlash has extended to Democratic mega-donors, like George Soros, who have promised to financially boycott the New York Democrats' political ambitions because of the way she treated Franken.